This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. There are three open seats on the BJCC board. Problem is, four people have been appointed. It's a dispute that has embroiled the Jefferson County Legislative Delegation, and now legal action is underway. We talk about that with Kyle Whitmire. He's a political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So explain what's been happening with these seats on the BJCC board.
Well, the county's House and Senate delegations are supposed to take turns making these appointments. And most years, you know, two of these seats come up, and the Senate takes one and the House takes one. But every few years, three seats come open. And they're both fighting over who gets that third. It's like, you know, people, you know, kids fighting over the last pizza at the dinner table. And they just can't figure out who this belongs to. You know, the House delegation, when they decided, you know, by golly, we're going to appoint another person. You know, I was there for that meeting. They said, if this winds up in the courts, that's fine. A judge is going to have to sort this out. We have to make our appointment to make sure that we don't lose our appointment. And so four people show up for three seats. The BJCC board cannot seat these new appointees without taking a side. So they sued. It's not really an aggressive lawsuit. They sued for what's called declaratory judgment in court. You know, they're asking a judge to sit down, read the law, look at the facts, and figure out who's right and who's wrong. The House delegation seemed to be all for this at the time, but now they have filed a motion to dismiss on the grounds of what's called sovereign immunity. And sovereign immunity is usually, you know, it protects, you know, like prosecutors for, you know, when they prosecute someone and that person is acquitted, they can't turn around and sue them for money. It usually protects public officials from damages for things they do in the course of their job. It's probably not applicable here. We'll still have to see. But, you know, the House is now sort of getting cold feet of having this fight in court and now has a bill coming forward that to settle it in the legislature.
So there's this legal action. There's this potential bill. What would that bill do?
Well, it would create another seat. So there would be four seats for these four people. That's one of the things it does. So it would, you know, that there are right now seven people on the nine-member board are appointed by the legislature. It would expand that to eight. The House would get four and the Senate would get four. And there's also little prickly questions in there about retroactive term limits for some of these board members, some of whom have been there for a very long time. And the board members aren't quite really happy with that, and you're saying that this is a punitive thing. So, I mean, this, you know, anytime you say that the solution is going to come out of Montgomery, it sends chills down my back.
Well, a federal appellate court in Atlanta has declined a request by the state of Alabama to review two rulings the court made on the state's controversial immigration law. So, Kyle, with this request turned down, also a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration law, where does this leave backers of Alabama's immigration law?
Well, where they've been this whole time. I mean, the big thing that came out of this today is that, you know, one of the provisions of the law was to basically count heads for students who did not have the documentation that they're here legally. That has been something that has been a key issue throughout a lot of immigration cases, with a sort of chicken and egg scenario of how do you quantify what the cost is to states for educating undocumented children as a precursor for kicking them out of school. So without that, without being able to get there, you can't get to what a lot of people assume was the next step, which is taking these students and showing them out the door.
Yeah, so where do you see this issue going here in Alabama? Do you expect it to come up in the next legislative session? Does it quietly go away? What happens?
I think it's more of a question of what's going to happen on a national scene. I mean, we saw in this last election, lots of Latinos turned out to vote for Democratic candidates. You had the prior administration, the Bush administration, tried to liberalize immigration policy. You know, some of your more hard right members of the Republican Party shot that down, and they paid a penalty for that. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about sort of liberalizing their views or moderating their views towards immigration reform.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter for the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.